Welcome in to World Soccer Talk Radio. Klopp out. LVG out. Klinsmann out. Wenger out. Mourinho to the U.S. men's national team. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Nate Abarrea. So nice to have you again. Hope you're listening to us by a nice warm fireplace, maybe with a cup of hot cocoa or a bottle of whiskey, something mighty nice. If you're driving out there, make sure you don't have the bottle of whiskey. The cup of cocoa is absolutely fine. But if you're driving, please, please be safe. So many cars out there here in the holiday season. It is absolutely nasty in oh so many places. I speak for myself and all my folks up here in the far reaches of Northern California, currently in the midst of the NorCal deluge. But we practiced in it today, practiced in a torrential downpour this morning. Good on you, Shasta Wolfpack, my undefeated Shasta Wolfpack, 3-0 going into the winter break. Tough as nails, boys. Love it. Sunday morning, had an interesting Sunday morning. Got up at 5:30 a.m. down in Butte County with some good family friends, and we got up so excited for the Liverpool-Watford match. And from 5:30 to 7:30, I watched my beloved Liverpool get absolutely thumped by those moosey Hornets of Watford. 3-0, and performance-wise, probably the worst Liverpool display since the 6-1 defeat at Stoke on the final day of last season. And just so you folks know, Liverpool are now statistically worse in all matches, statistically worse under Jurgen Klopp than they were under Brendan Rodgers. Just think about that for a moment. And get back to me on Twitter at NateWST and get all of us at World Soccer Talk. Thanks for subscribing to us in podcast form, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Special hello to the men and women overseas listening on the American Forces Network. And thanks for tuning us in live 1 to 2 Pacific time every weekday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Rafael Geller of Vice Sports is going to be with us in this edition of the show, our Middle Eastern correspondent. And we're talking all about Kenny Saif, a very exciting Israeli-American dual national. That's right, Abby Wambach. We're talking dual nationals. All those foreigners right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned. No place to hang out or washing. And then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh, no. We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now. Like wool blend and down coats for her and him, 60% off. Take 50% off men's and women's sweaters. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on select fine jewelry. Cold weather boots for her, now 50% off. Take 25 to 30% off plus a $50 mail-in rebate on KitchenAid mixers. Plus get an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Doors open at 8 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nate Abarea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
But I'm now the president of everybody.
Welcome in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. That natural noise that you're hearing in the background, we got the sounds of Israel right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. We've had this man on the show quite a few times, one of my favorites, coming back to join us. Currently of the BBC, I call him our Middle Eastern correspondent here on World Soccer Talk Radio, Raphael Geller. How the heck you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? I'm just walking out of the biggest match of the year here in Israel.
Well, before we go any further, I promise we're going to talk all about the exciting new Israeli-American 22-year-old named Kenny Saif. We'll get to Kenny here in a little bit, but tell us a little bit more about the match that you're currently walking out of.
Well, it's first place Maccabi Tel Aviv, who played in the Champions League this year and obviously didn't do so well, but are led by Jordi Cruyff, everyone knows, as either Johan Cruyff's son or as a player who had a solid career with Barcelona and Man United and so on, but he's a technical director. They've won the title here 3 years in a row, and the game was against the team in second place, Hapoel Be'er Sheva, who's trying to kind of a Manchester City comparison. They were very average for many decades, and a woman, actually, a very interesting, came in and invested in the team, and now they're Maccabi Tel Aviv's main competitor. So, we don't have a winter break here in Israel like in Spain, Germany, etc. So they continue playing, and tonight was the big match, and the Maccabi actually lost 2-1.
Maccabi lost 2-1 at home, correct?
Yeah, they rarely lose at home. Reason why it might be interesting to some of your listeners is the manager of Maccabi, Slavisa Jokanović, who was at Watford last year and got them promoted to the Premier League, is potentially about to be named Fulham's manager within the next 24 hours. The club really wants him. They're just working out a compensation deal with Maccabi Tel Aviv, but Fulham has basically agreed to terms with him, and managers agreed to terms. It's clear he wants to leave, and the only thing left now to do is come up with the compensation, because he'd be breaking his contract, and give Maccabi X amount of money so that they let him leave for Fulham. So that's an interesting story to develop.
Without a doubt. And Rafa, I tell you this all the time. You know how much I enjoy having you on the show, but right now I really feel like I am on the bus, like, heading home with you right now. Like, how many people are around you? Paint the picture of the bus you're on right now.
I mean, it's all yellow fans, yellow and blue scarves, and Maccabi Tel Aviv's colors. Very disappointed since they lost. They never really lose at home. And it's a tough night for them, because, you know, they're used to really destroying the league. They've won 3 years in a row. There's so much better than everyone else. They're like I said, Jordi Croce, the technical director. They've had so many managers come through, whether it's Paulo Sousa, who's now big in Italy, Paco Estarán, who was at Liverpool for so many years with Rafa Benitez, Oscar Garcia, who could be the next Barcelona technical director, and now it's Slavisa Djokanovic, who last year promoted Watford. So a lot of big names if you're a European football fan, especially a Liverpool fan. Most people know Paco. He was a very well-known guy on the sidelines. Like I said, Rafa Benitez, number one guy, and very active with the community in Liverpool. So I had a lot of fun. People from Liverpool always check in with me and see how he was doing. It's a fun club because there's so much connection to Europe. And we don't really see that in other places in the Middle East. And this is really the only place where from top to bottom, foreign management. I mean, the CEO of the team is Martin Bain, who was in charge of the Rangers back before they collapsed to the fourth division. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, I have very, very fond memories of Paco Estarán, and was definitely he was someone who that title consigliere always seemed to go to him. He was Rafa Benitez's mental coach in so many ways, and really was the right hand man during so many of those quality years for Rafa at Anfield. But hey, I can tell you're keeping your voice down a little bit. I don't think too many people on that bus want to hear too much more about tonight's match. So let's move beyond tonight's match, and we'll talk about this here for about 4 minutes, then we'll continue it into the next segment, because so many folks here in the States are curious about what's going on
definitely.
With this man by the name of Kenny Saif. Some people know the name, some people might be unfamiliar with the name, but he is an Israeli-American 22-year-old. We talk about dual nationals on this show, sometimes in better circumstances than others. And I know Abby Wambach and Donald Trump, if they're listening to the show right now, they're going to be throwing a fit saying, why are we talking about all those foreign guys? And you got everybody else going, hey, we need to take advantage of these dual nationals. It's truly American. Well, here you go, everybody. We're talking about another one. Rafa, I'm going to throw it right to you. Tell us a little bit before we really start analyzing this man and his pathway potentially to the U.S. men's national team. Tell us a little bit about Kenny Saif. Let us know where he plays his club football, his Israeli-American background, and just let us know who this guy is.
Well, he was born in Florida to a Druze family, which Druze is a bit complicated to explain, but it's kind of an offsect of Islam, but it's not Islam. It's its own kind of ethnicity. There's a very large population of Druze in Lebanon, Syria, and northern Israel, since northern Israel borders Syria and Lebanon. And he's from a very well-known community that's known to be kind of the, what's a good word, a very, very important part of the Israeli community. All Druze serve in the military here, unlike the Arabs. The Israeli Arabs aren't required to serve in the military and don't serve, where all the Druze are very patriotic. Druze are known to be proud of where they're from. No matter where it is, they want to be the ones protecting the land. They're known to be very good navigators. Kenny is a very interesting story. Moved here at a young age, but his parents are obviously Israeli, but born in America, in Florida. You know, I could go into a lot of detail, but played in his youth with 1860 München, well, the second big team in Munich, obviously, after Bayern Munich. Still a very big club, usually in the second division in Germany. But a bit like I said, you know, if anyone follows second division Germany, they know it's no joke. There's stadiums with 50,000 people. So he played there for a little bit. He played in Israel for a few youth teams, and then he started his career in Israel, but I guess we'll get into that in the second part. But just, you know, before we go, I guess the big thing here is the confusion about whether to represent Israel. That's part one, or whether to represent Israel or America. Part B is kind of the frustration and anger that he still hasn't gotten a call-up, and I think that's going to play a big role. And then part C is the influence that his family has on him, which obviously... his family's, from what I understand, and I've been working and reporting on this story for quite a while now, so his family wants him to play for Israel, while, I guess you'd say, external forces people I think close to him in the football world, whether it's a club, which is Gent, and I guess we'll get to that soon too. His agent, I think, are more interested in him playing for the United States national team. So there's three parts, and I guess we can analyze those three parts.
We will, Rafa, we will analyze all three of those parts in the next segment. I'm glad that you brought up Gent, his club in the Belgian Super League, the reigning champions of the Belgian First Division. So his club career is flying mighty high of late, and it's going to be very interesting to see where his international career goes. He's been kind of waiting for that call up. He's said for a number of years, actually, that he hopes to play for the USA someday, but he's represented Israel at various youth levels. And it's getting to the point where, as you say there, Rafa, and again, we'll continue this here on the other side of the break, it might get a little spiteful of it gets to a certain point of, hey, how come I haven't gotten a call up? You know what? I am going to play for Israel at the senior level. You had your chance and you blew it. I hope it doesn't come to that. We shall see. We'll talk all about it on the other side of the second break. World Soccer Talk Radio right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
World's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for, freesoccertrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now, like wool blend and down coats for her and him, 60% off. Take 50% off men's and women's sweaters. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on select fine jewelry. Cold weather boots for her, now 50% off. Take 25 to 30% off plus a $50 mail-in rebate on KitchenAid mixers. Plus get an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Doors open at 8 a.m. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nada Barrail, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Where you from, mate?
Just around.
Rafael Geller is off the bus, but we are continuing this Kenny Saif conversation. I enjoyed that greatly. I felt like I was on the bus with the Maccabi Tel Aviv supporters. My name is Nate Abarrea, and hey, I can join in with those Tel Aviv supporters. I watched my club lose this weekend as well. But hey, we're not going to talk about Liverpool-Watford. We're going to keep talking about Israeli-American sensation, Belgian champion Kenny Saif, and this dual national conversation with yet another page in its book. And let's really get into the details behind the scenes. And with these players, Rafa, whether they're German-Americans, Israeli-Americans, Mexican-Americans, the families are a major, major factor, or in some cases, the agents. I mean, the folks who are really in the ears and in the hearts and minds of these young men. So you talked a little bit about Kenny Saif's family. Does his family have the aspirations of seeing him play for the U.S., or is it more of just a Kenny Saif dream to play for the U.S. men's national team?
Well, it's interesting because it's not interesting, but his father passed away last year, and it was a very emotional thing with him. He was also dealing with not a lawsuit, but his old club owed him money. And it basically, it was, we would say here, a balagan, but a mess, you could say, a big mess. And he had to fly back and forth from Belgium to Israel to deal with going to the court, to deal with the club. And I don't even remember the exact details, but it wasn't like he did anything wrong. So I don't want anyone to think he was at court for the wrong reasons. He had to be there for some legal stuff, something about money. And at the same time, I think his father was not doing so well. Unfortunately, his father passed away, but he ended up coming back and forth a lot. And there was one report, you know, clip when they interviewed him. And if I recall, and I'm 99.9% sure that he said in the interview that his dad said to him, "I want to see you play for Israel." So that's, you know, that's something that I'm sure sticking in his head. His dad was very important to him, was his mentor, was everything. Very sad that at age, you know, 21 years old, you have to lose your father to an illness, from what I remember. So that was very sad. So I think, you know, the family-wise, they live here in Israel. His family is all here. Like I said, they're very integrated into Israel. They're happy to be Israeli. They're proud to be Israeli. Like you said, Kenny's played many levels all the way up to 21. What's interesting, though, is he hasn't even, you know, he's been upset about not getting senior team invites, but he hasn't even gotten U21 invites, which I think has even made him even more upset because, okay, maybe he's not getting national team invites because there are some players that are, you know, have more experience, much older than him, but he's not, he didn't even get a couple of U21 invites, which I know is very frustrating for him. And I think, you know, from everything I'm hearing more, I think his team and people are looking out for his future, want him to play for the U.S. national team because they believe there's more development, there's more, you get to play around better talent. You know, being on the U.S. national team, it means World Cup, it means this cup, it means that cup. I mean, it's a lot more, I don't want to say competition. That's I don't know if that would be the right word because, you know, playing for Israel, you play in the Euro. So you could be, for example, our next World Cup draw is Spain and Italy, they're in our group. So, you know, I don't know. America has, what, Jamaica and Honduras and that. So I wouldn't really compare the two. But in terms of, I guess, maybe management would be the right word, or playing in a World Cup, the United States is his is more likely than Israel, especially in the 2018 World Cup. I mean, that's, you know, with Italy and Spain in our group, that's going to be very hard. And Albania, who's very good country that a lot of people don't know about. But, you know, I think he has kind of this push where some people want him to, you know, play for the United States national team. His family wants him to play for Israel. He has said in interviews, if you read his quotes, that he wants to play for Israel. In one interview, he'll say, "I want to play for Israel." In another interview, he'll say playing for the U.S. national team would be great too. So I think he's very torn. Obviously, I'm not him, so I can't go inside him. But from what I am reading and seeing and hearing and all this, he's very torn. He hasn't gotten a call-up, just to clarify, either side. So it's not like he got one and he's deciding right now. He hasn't gone one from Israel.
Rafa, that transitions perfectly into what I wanted to ask you about next. And just to recap here on Kenny Saya, 4 days ago, celebrated his 22nd birthday. He is a 22-year-old, originally from Florida, moved to Israel at the age of four. He is Israeli through and through in so many ways. That quote about some of the last words from his father before his father tragically passed away. That is some powerful, powerful stuff. And talking about having that stick in the back of the head as all of this decision-making process goes on and on. But I want to ask you something based on what you just said about the fact that he hasn't even received a call-up from the Israeli national team. When we had Eric Winalda, the great former men's national team veteran here in the U.S. and a very opinionated man, and then when you read the quotes from Abby Wambach and that sounded like they stemmed from a Donald Trump rally, and then you read the response from a man like Mix Discarude, who I had no idea. I knew Mix was a smart man, but I had no idea he was just a literary genius with the response that he wrote back to Abby Wambach's statement. It's a very complex discussion. We talk about these dual nationals, the story of Julian Green back before the 2014 World Cup, and for me, there's got to be a nuance somewhere. There has to be a middle ground, because it can't just be, we need to move away from all these foreigners. No, because 8 years ago, we were all complaining about losing Giuseppe Rossi to the Italian national team, complaining about losing players constantly who were eligible to play for Mexico or the USA to the Mexican national team. We're complaining about how we can't pick up any of these dual nationals anymore. And now you have people saying, oh, there's too many. So there's got to be a nuance. There's got to be an in-between. And this is the simple, very simple question that it comes down to for me when it comes to bringing these players in to the U.S. system. Are they better than what we have here? Is Kenny Saif really that good? You have seen him play. You know Kenny Saif better than most people who listen to this show. I've seen a little bit of him in the Belgian Pro League with Ghent. But in the 3 minutes that we have left here, Rafa, tell us about the player on the pitch, Kenny Saif, what he could offer the U.S. men's national team.
Well, you know, Ghent kind of revamped their team. They hadn't won a title in 125 years. Belgium is a very big football country. You know, Kenny is very good technically, which is something that is not common for an Israeli player. And he went over to Ghent and he had to fight to get in the starting 11. He made it the starting 11 in the league. Then he, you know, sometimes was on the bench, sometimes was on the 11. And then his next big goal as a player was to make it in the 11 for the Champions League. And he did that. And he played very well. The one, you know, the pros, like I said, he's very technical. He has very good IQ. Very things that aren't common for an Israeli player, which is why his agent, who, by the way, is kind of like his father figure now from everything you see and understand it, you know, his agent Dudu Dahan, who's one of the top, you know, two or three agents in Israel and Belgium, not just Israel, he's known across Europe. He really looks out for Kenny. He went to all his Champions League matches. He's there for him, blah 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 blah. But kind of the weakness is, if you look at the numbers in Israel, he doesn't sometimes get the respect from the media or the national team, because he doesn't put up numbers, he doesn't get goals, he doesn't get assists in the type of position, you know, winger, attacking mid, whatever you want to say. He doesn't get the numbers that you would expect. Now, it's always complicated because you have to look at the team he's on and whether he's the one expected to score the goals. But that's kind of the way the media is these days. You know, they want goals. They don't want good technique. They don't want to know that good technique. They don't want to know that he's strong and that he can run fast. Those are things more for the fans of the team or for scouts. The media wants numbers. The media wants excitement. Now, the thing that got him a lot of attention was playing in the Champions League. Not only that, but advancing to the top 16, which nobody was predicted that, even in the group they're in, which is not a really hard group, but still everyone picked them to come last. And the fact that they're in the top 16 is extremely impressive, considering it's their first time in the Champions League, first time they've ever won a title. Like I said, Belgium is known for very strong football, whether it's Anderlecht, Standard Liège, Club Brugge, all the young players right now that we see in Europe, they all started there, whether it's Lukaku. And by the way, all these players have brothers. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Benteke has a brother. Lukaku has a brother. Hazard has a brother. They all came from the Belgian league, and some of them are still there. I think Lukaku's brother's still there. Hazard's brother has moved on to Germany, but it's a very, very good league. And the fact that Kenny has been so successful there in terms of playing minutes is a big deal. Now, again, what is concerning to many is the numbers of the goals, the assists. It's not there yet. But what people have to realize is people in Israel, and I think if you talk to people in Belgium, they see him as a project. Obviously, 22 years old is not that young, but he's a guy who came from a tiny team. I mean, I don't know how to – it'd be like coming from a little, you know, second division or whatever, NASL team in America to a big team. I mean, the team he was on here – like sometimes wouldn't get 500 people or 1,000 people to a match. So he went from that to Ghent from, you know, 19 years old to playing.
To being a league champion and ripping it up in the Champions League and now being in the last 16. So let's see where it goes from here. I mean, how the Champions League tie goes for Ghent is definitely going to play a big factor into all of this. And we'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Raphael Geller with yours truly, Nate Abarea, right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, talking all about Kenny Saif. Stay tuned. To wake him, face to face in secret places, feel the chill.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Looking to get away this winter? Visit the charming bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, enticing cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. Winter specials from $159 a night. Call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nate Abarea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Aguero! I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again!
Is that a Martin Tyler, Michael Jackson mixdown live from San Francisco? My God, good stuff. World Soccer Talk Radio, Back with you here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abaurea. We'll be back here in a moment with Raphael Geller of the BBC, our Middle Eastern correspondent, talking to us live from Israel in this edition of the show, talking all about Kenny Saieth and the yet another dual national in the U.S. soccer spotlight, off in the distance, but definitely in the spotlight and being talked about quite a bit. We'll get back to that conversation here in just a moment. If you're looking for an advantage when betting on soccer, I know all of you Tommy Smith fans out there, you're always looking to Tommy for these betting picks, betting advice. Well, Tommy, I'm telling you, he'd love FanBet. You got to check out FanBet, unique open betting platform. With FanBet, you can follow your friends and top-ranked bettors to get a wealth of betting tips to help improve your real money bets. Here's how it works. FanBet runs a weekly contest called Fan Play. Members place bets on Premier League games using betting credits, and the game data is then analyzed, and the top bettors are ranked according to their success. FanBet allows you to see live picks and betting history of these players. And by following winning bettors, logic implies that you will become more successful. Sign up today for your free account at fanbet.com. You got to check it out. Improve your soccer betting returns with fanbet.com. A huge thank you to fanbet.com for their support of World Soccer Talk Radio. All right, back to the Kenny Saieth conversation here with Raphael Geller. And Rafa, before we let you go, I do want to get your opinion. Talk about laying it on the line if you were a betting man. Before we let you go, I'm going to ask you, and we'll tease this a little bit. We'll keep it for a few minutes from now. But what you really think is going to happen in the end of all this with Kenny Saieth, whether he's going to play for Israel or the U.S. at the senior level. But I have to ask you first a couple of things. First off, in Israel, with his family and agent that we've already talked about, and his relationship with the Israeli people and with Israeli soccer at the youth level, I know he's a little bit upset that he hasn't really gotten the attention he thinks he deserves from the Israeli senior team, but my God, with what he's doing with Ghent right now and what he could possibly pull off on an individual and team level in the Champions League knockout rounds. How is the Israeli soccer community viewing him right now? And would they view him if he were to pledge his allegiance to the U.S. men's national team? Would he be looked at as a traitor of sorts? Would there be any bad blood towards Kenny Saieth from the Israeli soccer community? Shine a little light on this aspect of the conversation, Rafa.
Yeah, I mean, to some degree there would. It's important to know that on his team in Ghent, there's actually two more Israelis. It's pretty incredible. There's three Israelis on Ghent. One of them, Rami Gershon, is a regular in Israel national team as a defender. Kind of the same kind of story as Kenny. Left Israel at a young age, has been playing abroad in Celtic, Standard Liège, and now Ghent. But, you know, it's tough because if you ask, like, is hardcore, I guess you could say, Israeli fans, everyone knows who he is. But there are also a group of Israeli football fans that don't, either they do know or they just don't care, because besides the Champions League, they say, okay, he's playing for Ghent, but he's not scoring that many goals, so why should we be interested? Then suddenly they make the Champions League, they move to the top 16, and he's getting more and more attention from the media here. I mean, his agent is known as a, you know, very influential person in Israeli football. He's very obviously pro-Israel, but he wants, you know, he's the type of agent that does whatever he can. Whatever the player wants to do, he'll go with. He's, like I said, with all of his core players, he's looked up as a father figure. And I think that basically, you know, as much as maybe he would want him to play for America, he'd want him to play for Israel. I think even the agents mix, because it's a tough decision, but I think it really just comes down to Kenny and what he decides to do. But at the same time, as much as we give the praise in this to Kenny, he needs to get the call-up. It's very possible that March will come around for the friendlies and he won't get a call-up. It wouldn't shock me at all if the Israel doesn't give him a call-up. Would it be the wrong move? Yes, probably. But there are other players in that position in Israel that are doing well. And it's complicated. I mean, with every national team, every national team has its politics. What's interesting is right now there's no coach. There's no manager. The manager just left after the Euro 2016 quals. He just, you know, they agreed that he wasn't staying because he didn't get us to the Euros. there's a new manager coming in, you know, whether it's Israeli or foreigner, it's to be seen, but that could play a huge role. If the manager is really fond of him, you know, when he gets the job, you could call him and tell him, listen, my predecessor wasn't interested in you, didn't back you, didn't want you, but here, I'm here. I know you're 22 years old. You're doing great things in Belgium. I'm going to call you up as soon as our first round of games come, and I'm going to keep an eye on you. But the issue was for Kenny is that he said no one in Israel ever contacted him. It wasn't that he wasn't called up. It was that no one ever – he wasn't ever told that people were scouting him at games. He wasn't ever told the Israel Football Association is monitored. He was just told nothing, and I think that's what frustrated him. And that is a bit surprising to people who do follow Israeli players abroad, because last year he had a decent season and he was playing for a very good team. But it comes down to who's going to be the new manager. And also, is if he goes to the United States national team, this is something I don't know, I'm sure you know way better than me, is he going to play? Is he just going to be a guy who's on the bench for a few years?
Well, Rafa, has he been contacted? You've been working actually with a lot of American soccer journalists over the last week or so, with a lot of people, not just this show, people, a lot of people here stateside who want to know more about Kenny Saif. What can you tell us as far as folks from Klinsmann's camp contacting him? Has there been any contact in that regard?
Yeah, 100%. You know, they are, you know, you, from what I understand, you guys only had one player in the Champions League this year, which is extremely kind of eye-popping number when you think about the amount of Americans abroad, whether it's in big leagues or, you know, Scandinavian leagues. To have only one player in the Champions League is pretty surprising. And then suddenly you have this guy who could easily become a national team member of America, and he's playing regular in the Champions League, and America, I guess you could say, appreciates him, and they've told him that they're watching him, they're keeping an eye on him. And this is where things get tricky with the language, that they are planning to call him up, that they hope to call him up. I don't think really anybody knows that. Maybe Kenny does, but, you know, that's, I think, something that's a bit up debate. You know, the point is they are monitoring him. They're very interested in him. And you know, if he continues doing what he's doing, there's no reason why they wouldn't call him up if they value, no. I think in America, you value the fact that he plays in Champions League, I think, more than maybe we would. I don't even know how to explain that. I just think maybe because we're in Europe, I don't know, that's another discussion. But I don't want to say the American camp respects him more, but I guess they are giving him more attention. That's a fact. And maybe that's something he likes. Israel, like I said, has a lot of players up front in that attack and attacking mid. And the striker, he's not a striker, but in that winger era, there's lots of players who, just off the top of my head, I think would get called up before him. I'm not saying that I think that he's not as good as them. I'm just saying what would probably happen. So I don't know. I mean, it's a very interesting situation.
Well, that's that again. It goes back to what Eric Winalda has said on this show, goes back to what Jimmy Conrad has said on this show, and what I've heard a lot of other U.S. men's national team alumni say on various other radio and television shows recently. And it comes down to that simple thing. Well, is this player good enough? Are we getting simply an Israeli reject, or are we getting a guy that would have been an Israeli stud and an Israeli starting 11 player? Are we getting a German reject? Are we getting an Italian reject? And that's something to definitely consider with this.
Right.
And it's a very, very important aspect of this. And I think something that needs to be asked more often, rather than taking this xenophobic or anti-xenophobic look at it and talking about these damn foreign players and all that. No, are they good enough has to be a question that gets asked over and over again. And so we've talked all about this now, Rafa, and we've shined light on who he is technically as an attacking midfielder, some of the things that he maybe is lacking in his game. Some people would like to see a little bit more of a killer instinct and those killer passes and tacking in a few goals on his record. But let's get just straight to the $64,000 question here. And you are a fantastic journalist, but I want you to go full editorial right here as we close this thing out, Rafa. Who's he going to play for, in your opinion? Give me your answer right now, whether it's in 3 months or a year. Who will he suit up for at the senior level? Will it be the USA or will it be Israel?
I think it'll be Israel. I've said that throughout the time on Twitter and anywhere else. I think it'll be Israel. I think you know, I just think the connection he has this with this country, this is his homeland. All his friends are Israeli, obviously speaks fluent Hebrew. His agent's Israeli. His best friends on the ironic team is his best friends on the Belgian team that he plays for are also Israeli. I see Israel, but there is a but, and I know it's maybe not what you want to hear, but if Israel continues to ignore him and pretend like he doesn't exist and not even send scouts or tell him, listen, we might not call you up this time, but we're going to call you up next time. He might feel, I don't have a choice. I need to do something. You know, he's 22 years old, so I don't know if I would agree with the fact that he, you know, that he, it's now or never. But I would be very surprised because, at the like I said, he moved there. He moved when he was four. His family is all here. When you talk about patriotism and things like that, I don't know if that would be why he'd be doing it. Again, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I see it being Israel. But again, if Israel continues to ignore him over and over and over, then no, he will not play for Israel because he shouldn't. I'll even say that on record. If Israel continues to ignore him over and over, then I would understand why he'd leave. That being said, I want to put on record that I think he's a very good player. I think he, like I said, he is a project. I mean, I think he's going to get better and better every month, every 2 months, every half year. And I would do anything if I was in the IFA to tell him, we want you. You know, he is a successful player abroad. He's on the Champions of Belgium. He's playing every week in Belgium, which is a better league than Israel, hands down. That's not an argument. And there's players in Israel who are getting call-ups who he is 5 or 6 years younger, and it's time to give the younger generation a chance. And I would hope that Israel does everything in its power to go after him and say, we want you. But again, it depends on who the manager is. It depends on lots of things. And again, from what I understand, you guys might have a winter training camp in January where we can't really offer anything until March because there's no friendlies for UEFA or anything like that until March. Which is a long time, but he's 22 years old. He has a great agent who's really helping him out and everything. I think his agent will sit down with him and say, what do you really want, Kenny? And if, let's say, he says Israel, I think his agent will make a lot of, you know, maybe noise in the media, basically give Israel a chance to say, okay, I'm sorry about what happened in the past, but let's, you know, we're going to bring you on. But again, if we're talking now in a year and Israel continues to ignore him, and he's 23 years old now, and he's starting to think next year I'm going to be 24. And, you know, footballers are sometimes done by 30, especially in that kind of position, which requires a lot of running and a lot of injuries, et cetera. He might just want to play for the U.S. national team, but I think he'll go with Israel. And if he doesn't go with Israel, I don't think it'll be because – or his fault, quote, unquote. I think it'd be that Israel just doesn't show him the respect. Why – you know what? It's politics. I'm not in the Israel football
system. Well, I think, and Rafa, I think either way, and I hate to use the word spite here, but I've heard you talk in this whole show, and I can't help but think that that's going to, whichever way he ends up going, and he's going to play for a senior national.
Yeah, he's going to play some point.
Play for one or the other. The call-up is going to come. And it feels like, based on everything that you've told me and everything that I'm hearing from other sources, that whichever way he goes, there is going to be that chip on the shoulder mentality that I'm going to show you that you made the mistake by not bringing me in to your camp. Now, I'm so glad also, one other thing here, that you brought up patriotism, that you brought up loyalty to a flag and loyalty to a nation. And that is something. Again, I talk about nuance. I talk about middle ground and everything in the wake of the Abby Wambach comments here in the U.S. and Mick Diskerud's phenomenal response to it of understanding that it is important to have a passion, to have a level of patriotism when you represent a country at a World Cup, in a friendly, at a training camp, anything. It does have to mean something. And again, to wrap up that whole Abby debacle, it is possible for someone who grew up outside of the American boundary lines to have that pride. I'm not saying it's all the time. There are some players where it may be debatable, but I'm not these players. I'm not in their heads. I'm not in the dressing room or on the field with them, so I can't speak in absolute form about it, but I can say that it is possible for someone who is not necessarily born and raised American to be full of pride when representing the U.S. national team. We'll see what happens with Kenny Saif. I am very interested to see how this story progresses, and we'll definitely be in touch with you, Rafa, to learn more about it as everything goes on. Real quickly, Twitter handle before we let you go.
Rafael, R-A-P-H-A-E-L underscore Geller. And yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, nothing's going to happen anytime soon, but if you do have that camp in January, then actually, never mind, I take that back. Maybe something will happen.
We shall see. We shall see. We talk about that January camp quite a bit on this show, and then we'll definitely, I'm sure we'll be in touch. I'm sure we'll be in touch next month. Rafa, we got to run right now, but I'm sure we'll be in touch in January without a doubt.
Thank you very much.
Take it easy, Rafael Geller. We're back after this. Close this thing out. World Soccer Talk.
See you guys later.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Another huge thank you to Rafael Geller for joining us. Be sure to follow his work covering the Kenny Saif story. Which way will he go, Israel or the USA? Rachel Bonetta is with us tomorrow. That's right, Rachel Bonetta, right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. So many of these young whippersnappers on the radio. Nate Abarea signing off. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Choose
Choosing where to go to university is a big commitment.
By choosing to study at the University of Central Lancashire, you'll be choosing a place that will support you as you step into your future.
You'll be choosing a new place to call home.
We see our students for who they are and who they can be.
We see opportunity.
We see potential.
We see you.
There's still time to apply for a degree through Clearing.
Visit uclan.ac.uk/clearing to find out more.